This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as the weather turns cooler, we start to look forward to a few things, including the bugs dying. It's probably one of the best things about it, especially if you're talking about mosquitoes. However, when we have drought conditions, insects like mosquitoes aren't always as big a deal because they don't have the stagnant pond water to lay their eggs in. But however, others do thrive in drought conditions, and they're thriving right now with a long and warm winter. We'll talk about them next.
The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Your productivity, profitability, and sustainability are top of mind this harvest season for you and for us. From increasing soybean demand worldwide to determining what conservation practices best suit your farm, the Iowa Soybean Association has your back every step of the way. Unlock your field's full potential and harvest the benefits of farmer membership by visiting iasoybeans.com.
P.J. Leash is an entomologist, and he talks about some of the insects that are thriving in the drought conditions being experienced in parts of the Midwest.
It definitely has been a good year for yellow jackets, and we're right at the time of the year where yellow jacket colonies are at their maximum size. So what does that mean for you and I? Well, if we're spending time outdoors, we've got food, we've got beverages, they're maybe coming after us. It also means that you might be doing some work on your farm, and all of a sudden you bump into a spot you hadn't noticed before because maybe the colony was smaller, but all of a sudden you mow it over a certain spot. And a lot of cases, folks mistakenly call these ground bees, but they're really ground nesting yellow jackets.
Don't forget our friends, the Asian lady beetles, which are very prevalent too. Dry, warm autumns are their favorite conditions.
And this has been probably the single best year for aphids that I have ever seen. They were very, very abundant on landscape trees and shrubs and other plants. A lot of aphid species out there, but it was a good aphid year. The reason this is important is multicolored Asian lady beetles can actually be beneficial predators of insects like aphids. That's probably their favorite food source. So I think the weather conditions set the stage for the aphids. Because there were so many aphids, the lady beetles had a really good time this year feeding on those. And all throughout the course of the summer, I've been seeing lots and lots of Asian lady beetle activity out there.
Don't forget about box elder bugs either.
Box elder bugs are always out there to a certain extent. But if we have a year that is really rainy, they actually come down sick with some naturally occurring insect diseases, and that keeps their numbers much lower. So if you think over the course of the last decade, other than the last few years, it's been fairly rainy, or at least average precipitation. That keeps them in check. But we have now had at least two, and in some parts of the state, maybe three-ish consecutive dry years. That has allowed their numbers to build and build and build. And so I've been getting a lot of reports here at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab of high box elder bug numbers. These are some of the highest numbers I've seen in the last decade.
And don't forget our oldest friend, the grasshopper.
And we have now had 2 to 3 consecutive dry years in the state. That has allowed grasshopper populations to build up, and this is one of the best years I've ever seen for grasshoppers. Typically, I don't think of grasshoppers being much of pests here in Wisconsin, but this is the first year I've seen in a long time where I'm actually getting some reports where it seems like grasshoppers have been causing some damage to plants. If dry conditions continue, it wouldn't surprise me if we had even higher grasshopper populations. And then at that point, that's something that if I were a farmer, I would definitely take note of.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.